At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go.
Election Day. Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Bunker and welcome to episode 78 of Feeling Good with Duddy, the show that points at the world, laughs hysterically, points in the mirror at itself, and has another laugh. Fairest of the fair, we're the greatest ever. We've got a great show for you today. I mean, because it's going to be a happy day either way, right, Duddy? Everyone's going to be joyous today.
Yep, election day.
No, of course not. Half the country is going to be insane. But we've got nothing but joy for you today. We've got early complaints. We're going to talk about K-Rock Morning Show, right? We're going to do some election talk. We're going to go over some cringy election videos. We have an amazing conspiracy query, news for 24/7. We've got it all. I'm Jake B., a barber here in Southern California. This is my brother, guitar player, singer of the Dirty Heads. Welcome him. It's Duddy B.
What's happening? That's right. Episode 78, was that, Jake?
Yeah,
78. Nice. Wow. Trucking right along.
We've always said we will not be even remotely good at this until maybe episode 100. So we're almost getting to the point where we might even start being okay at this.
We're gonna move that to probably episode 200.
Push that back. That's fair.
Not much going on right now in the Dirty Heads world. We just got done a week or so ago with those drive-in shows, and we're just kind of coasting right now. But
not a lot going on with you and the band. So you're getting out of here and going up into the mountains today, right?
Today, right after this episode. Yeah, headed up to Idlewild. Me and my wife were talking and we're like, I didn't really have much going on this week. And we're like, let's just get out. Let's go to the mountains on election day and just get away from everything. And you know what? I am so excited and I cannot wait.
That's a smart thing. I'm going back to work tomorrow in Long Beach, California, which it's a pretty political place.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I'll be driving into tomorrow morning. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't even know if the election will be done by today. Everyone's listening on Wednesday, you know, a lot of people. And today is the day where you're supposed to know.
Yeah.
We don't even know.
We don't know.
You'll be in the mountains.
I'll be in the mountains. And obviously this is all, we're only worried, you know, that things might happen or go wrong if Kanye loses, right, Jake?
Of course, that's what we're worried about. It's like, I mean, if Kanye doesn't win, we have to start thinking about what type of world we might be living in. And it's a serious time. I laugh and I joke a lot on the show. Even I'm having to take a step back and go, if Kanye doesn't get this one, dude, I don't know what I'm walking into tomorrow.
We all know he probably will win.
All the polls are saying.
It's a reality we have to think about.
Yes. Safety.
Yes.
We all have insurance for our car in case you get into, God forbid, a crash. Kanye, same thing, dude. He's gonna win all the polls. He's up by 75 everywhere, but just in case. So yeah, we're all on edge, dude. I'm glad you're getting out of town, dude. I kind of want to just pack it up and go join you, but
come on,
gotta go to work, man. All right, well, I'll see. Maybe I will. Anything? All right. Not a lot of Dirty Head news.
Not a lot of Dirty Head news.
Not a lot of me news, because I don't do anything. You're the one who does cool things. I don't. I just have to go to work in a danger zone if Kanye doesn't win. All right, so what are you doing?
Oh, man. Well, I do want to talk about something that happened this morning, but before I get into that, just want to say thank you to everyone out there who has been leaving us reviews. It does help us a lot, and we've been seeing them, and we appreciate it. And if you are listening and you're enjoying the show and you haven't dropped a review or a rating yet, please do, especially over on the Apple podcast app. If you can go give us a rating and a review, it definitely helps us keep going, getting notice. So thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
And that's enough of that.
And we hear that, okay, the star rating does matter. So sure, a high star rating, great. But I don't think it matters what you write.
I don't you can know, but I'm sure they're not in there anything. Reading everything. Yeah.
I mean, don't be racist or something stupid. I'm sure you'll be, you know, but yeah, you could write, kind of tell us a story. I don't know. I heard it doesn't matter what you write. If there's comments help, but it's the star rating. Cause I've always told you guys on the show that I like 3 as a good number to give us, as a, but I guess a 5 is better.
5 is better.
So just, but then write, it's really a 3, but I put 5, you know, you can write what you felt, give the 5. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So let's,
speaking about a 3-star rating or less. So if you've listened to the show before, and if you've been listening recently, you've probably heard my brother complaining about the K-Rock morning show, the Stryker and Klein.
That's right. It's the early complaints part of the show. I like to get right into some complaining early, but today
I've never had listened to the show, but I figured Jake's probably going to go on a rant today complaining about it. I'm going to pop it on the way to the bunker and just kind of see what he's talking about. And man, it didn't take long, Jake. It didn't take long. When I turned it on, the first thing I heard about, the first thing that I, right when I turned it on, they were like, we're going to tell you a story about a girl, a 25-year-old girl who has never used makeup. And now she's using makeup, and this, and it's a girl who like worked there, and like their whole thing was, and she came on, she's like, yeah, I don't know, I just never really used makeup before, but then like, you know, the other day I got some makeup on, my friend like helped me.
So this is what I've been saying, like, you know,
what are we talking about here?
People think I might be hard on these guys, and I've honestly been like, I gotta ease up on making fun of the K-Rock morning show, because they seem like good dudes,
they
and girls. It's not like anyone
people.
On the show is an asshole. None of that. It's just the unfunniness and uninterestingness of it all. And I've always said Klein tries to be funny and they shut him down immediately.
He did today during that part, like they were talking about makeup, and you know, they were, someone said like, oh, I would love to see a video of you like trying to put makeup on or something, and Klein said something like, oh yeah, I heard blackface is in trend right now, trying to be funny, and they immediately went like, whoa, no, can't say that. Whoa.
See, I laughed like, when you said that.
Yeah, I was like, it was just a joke, you know.
Of course it is, and if it's not popular at all, you should understand that. But yeah, they're not allowed to approach funny. This is the K-Rock morning show, 106.7, where we live in Southern California. Great station. Broke the dirty heads. Like, again, we love this station. They are our local alternative rock station. But the morning show has taken a dive, and I've been taking a ball kick to it lately. And now you guys have seen. And
I
Luke
did.
Said the same thing this morning. Luke's all, Jake, I listened to the morning show on the way in, and he's all, holy shit, you're right.
Well, it's funny. Yeah, and another thing they did too, because what you told me is they like to take callers. So it was like, right when I turned on, they talked for a good 5 minutes at least about the girl who just now is starting to use makeup, which you're like, first off, fucking who cares?
It's a producer going, no, we have a lot of female listeners,
yeah,
and this
so,
will be good for the feet, and if they'll like it, the fuck.
And it, yeah, and of course it kept going,
off.
And of course it kept going to, you were beautiful before, like you don't need it, but wow, with it, it really makes a difference. I mean, you really don't need the makeup. You are, but with the makeup, it was like,
and
we get
all
it.
Know
we
that
get
funny
it.
Would have been, you were a shit pile yesterday, but with the makeup today, yeah. Holy shit, I would now have sex with you. Yesterday, disgusting and horrifying. Today, and I don't even know who this chick is.
No.
I didn't listen this morning, but they're not allowed to do that.
Rose or no, Young Blood or something they kept calling her. I don't know.
Young Blood. She must be the intern.
Yes, probably
it's
the intern.
Luke.
Yes,
it's Luke,
the Luke
for us. It's their Luke.
What? June Bug. But they were calling her Young Blood or something. I don't know. Whatever.
Knows?
So long story short, I was like, holy crap, that's boring. And then they went to the 2-minute promise, like you said, mm-hmm. and they went to a commercial. They came back. And they played one song. I don't remember the song. And then commercial.
Wow.
And then out
Sandwiched
of the commercial.
A commercial breaks
they did
a, and a,
yes.
a song in between.
And then out of the commercial, they said, all right, let's, we're going to start taking the polls or callers, because what they did, Jake, what they did was they posted pictures of their beds. Pictures of their beds. So that callers can call in and say and tell them which bed they think looks most comfortable.
Someone came up with that idea. Someone above them. Imagine this. Daddy.
And Luke, sorry to cut you off. Luke just showed me the pictures because I didn't look at it. It's just normal beds.
just
it's
bet.
Just like bets.
These are just bets. I did not. I'm so glad I didn't listen, because then I would have come. You're sharing with me what it is, and now you know, vindication. I feel so. Yeah, dude. Somebody above them made them do that.
Look, here's the bet,
and I have to hope that they complained endlessly. These are three who gives a fuck beds.
All it's of just them, pictures of beds.
All and, of them with piss stains all over the sheets.
So that was that. Unfortunately, my ride here is not long, so I got here before I heard any of the people call in about the beds. I wish I should have stayed in my car and listened, but I didn't. I got out right then, but that's what I had. So my ride to here is less than 10 minutes. So in that less than 10 minutes, I got Lady That Didn't Wear Makeup Now Does. Mm-hmm. I got one song, I got two commercials, and then I got them talking about how they posted pictures of their beds. And that was it. That's what I got on my way here.
Yep. Not bringing the heat like we are, complaining about them early on in our show.
We're so good.
We've done collectively 3.5 hours just making fun of their morning show. It's really low level shit. Like it we're is. The worst, but we're also.
Well, it was funny because I hadn't, like I said, this was my first time listening. I've only know through your complaints and your rants. And when I turned it on, I was like, this them. Is exactly what he said. Okay. I get it.
It feels so good. You've coughed.
Sorry, me, I coughed. I covered.
Cover? He coughed. Everybody, listeners, we're 75 feet apart, and cough covers were having. Oh my God, the K Rock Morning Show.
Okay, so that is that. But
yeah,
more importantly, Jake.
Yeah.
Today, we're recording this Tuesday. Tomorrow, when this is out and released.
It's the day. And we don't know if the election will be done tomorrow, because it always seems anymore. It's like the election happens, and then for 3 weeks we argue over who really won, and then eventually somebody half-assedly is like, fine, dude, yeah, you won, bro.
Yeah, bro.
You know, and they do a little like, fucking hate you. I can't even imagine what's going to happen this time, dude, because it's a gnarly three-headed race, dude. We've got Biden, who's leading slightly over Kanye, and then you've got a third dude.
What's a
Trump who's in there, and he's a fighter.
Yeah,
but it's really Biden and Kanye, and it's just hard to imagine what a non-Kanye presidential election win looks like. And I'm scared a little bit, Dud. And you are going up. You're running from it.
I'm running to the highest, point of the highest mountain, mm-hmm. Just in case Kanye loses. But
and you're still in wild danger up there.
Oh, totally. Kanye,
because it's just, you know, but
yeah.
less probably yeah. a little bit danger.
But you know what is great?
What's that?
Or actually cringy.
Oh, dude, it's been a cringe fest lately.
It's been a cringe fest online. So everyone's got a voice now.
Everyone's got a voice.
Especially yeah. celebrities.
Listen to us. Listen to our man. Stupid voices. Listen to us, dude. We're telling you that Kanye might not win, dude. We're putting it all, our asses on the line with this one, and we don't. He's probably going to. We
Duh.
All
Duh.
Understand that he will Duh. Most likely, but we're being honest, and no one else will about yeah. Kanye post, yeah. you know, not win. So yeah, a lot of cringe online, Duddy. What do you have for us? We're really political.
Super political.
I'm glad we're doing a political show for you
Super
guys.
Super into it. We're the left rights, you know.
We're the left right. And what it shows everybody listening to us that just thinks we're a lot of dick and fart jokes and yeah. complaining and kind of just being assholes kind of a lot of the time. But really making everyone feel good too. And now they see that we're super smart and well-educated and we know everything that we're talking about.
Duh. So, and
all right.
We're really smart and we know what we're talking
episodes.
About.
Yeah.
This next video is not really smart.
No. So...
And I'll let you guys be the judge. This one comes from America's sweetheart, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. Luke, scroll down so we can read the top. So no, the other way. So yeah, a lot of celebrities have been cringing everyone out. We're the 50,000th podcast to cover this, right? So we figure, why not be the last ones? If you can't be first, gross to be everyone else after the first person yeah. who did these. We're the last podcast to do it.
I feel like the
it.
First few... You forget about them once you watch all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one you watch is the one you remember.
That's us. And then you go, dude, those guys are the only ones really doing it. We're like the last ones to do it. But yeah. nobody knows. And but Lady Gaga mocked for trying to appeal to rednecks in Biden endorsement video. Now, Duddy and I, we don't really know about this, but we come in here and Luke's like, look, dude, everyone online's being cringy. And Duddy and I are like, yeah, dude, we only know about the real politics. Like, we read super gnarly books and we're really smart and shit. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so, but Luke knows the dumb shit. So he played all this dumb shit for us. And here we go with our minds. This is Lady Gaga dressed in army gear, leaning on a big truck.
I'm voting for America, which means I'm voting for Joe Biden.
She's voting for Biden.
And if you live
not in Kanye.
Minnesota, not Kanye, Pennsylvania, dude. Georgia, Michigan, Florida, or Arizona, I encourage you to vote.
Right, so it's weird she only names like nine states.
She's probably naming those like gnarly states that everyone's like, they got to win the gnarly states. Yeah. They want to, you know, so these are the gnarly states.
Here's where it gets bad.
That's what they call it when you insider.
She takes in this video.
The 2020 election.
She.
So here's the deal. Yeah, it's a quick video. Yeah, explain to them. They get it. And Luke, you'll put it in post.
She's leaning up against a big truck. She's in army gear. Right. She's got humongous boots on. She's holding a Coors Light. And what she does here at the end is she takes a quarter of a sip of maybe a half of an ounce of Coors Light. And then she then squeezes the can so the rest of the beer falls on the ground. Then she litters by throwing the can onto the ground. Yeah,
it's a pro Biden video. So she's not voting for Kanye, which is the weird thing right out the gates. You'd think that would be, I mean, they're both in the music industry. Yeah. I'm sure they've worked together.
They've probably done songs together.
There should be, and plus he's, you know, he's a genius, you know, so. Duh. Anyway, she's pushing for Biden. Here's where I'm thrown off. But she's trying to appeal to the rednecks, the Kanye fans.
Yes,
of course.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
So it's a Kanye Biden race. And she's got all the army gear on. She's leaning on the truck, like Duddy said, with the beer. But her boots, they're knee high boots. They're black leather boots with pink laces.
Yeah. So I'm thinking this was just from a costume she wore in a past video, and she was able to find the camo gear, but she couldn't find boots, so she said, screw it.
It is probably some song. Mr. Army Man, I said, why you be dropping those bombs? Psh, 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 psh. Why you keep on dropping some bombs? It sounds like a Gaga type of song. I don't could be, right?
That was,
if not,
that was dope.
Did you like that?
That was fucking dope.
Yeah. Well, we'll work that out together later and probably have a huge hit. But at any rate, what you were getting into is the part of this video that really hurts us. We're shocked by the Biden endorsement. We thought she was going to vote Kanye all the way, and we still see it as a full Kanye sweep.
I mean, yeah. Please.
But she's obviously pushing hard for Biden, but the beer, that bothered you.
Well, I mean, you're trying to, you know, appeal or I guess mock rednecks, but you know what rednecks would not do? Waste beer.
Absolutely. I wasn't thinking that, but when I saw when she squeezed the beer, she took the world's smallest sip.
The smallest sip.
So that's nobody's stoked for you.
No.
They're like, boo, it's 7-year old, you know, kids are like, what? Drink it or don't. You know? But then she squeezes it, wasting it. And then the cardinal sin.
Litters. And it's a can. Litters and doesn't recycle.
Not biodegradable, littered on the ground, spilled beer everywhere, wasting vital resources. Hi, Green New Deal. That's not going to fly with the Biden camp, Gaga. Pick it up. All right, it is a cringy video, and it's just a shocker again that she's going against
Kanye. But what do we got next? We had some other great cringeworthy videos.
Yeah, we came across the third candidate in the race, Trump, who's the fighter. This guy's out there fighting. He's doing a lot of rallies, and it's one of those things where it's like, sure, he's, you know, nobody knows he's not gonna win.
He's an underdog. He's Kanye. The dark horse.
And Kanye's right behind Biden, but Kanye voters are late voters. They roll up late, dude. We've been puff and tough. We're partying and we're smart. And we roll up late. We want to vote in person, Kanye.
Yeah.
So he's way behind, but he never stops fighting. And he got Little Pump to come to his rally. But it doesn't sound like he knows who Little Pump is. It calls him Little Pimp. And then Little Pump is just, this is a cringy.
And speaking of sound, music, and other things, one of the big superstars of the world, Little Pimp.
He calls him Little Pimp. So Little Pimp's at this guy's rally, and there's a lot of people at his rally. So, I mean, he'll take a section. How's it going?
You want to come up? Would you rather be called Little Pimp or Little Pump?
Come on. Little Pump.
I don't know either.
Little Pump's kind of fun. Little Pump's kind of fun. So I don't know what's worse, though, him being called Little Pimp,
than what he says on the microphone.
Yeah. First, the funny cringe thing is I don't really know who you are because I said the wrong thing.
That's a nice hat.
And then Little Pump actually comes up. And it's kind of Bruno Marsy. If Bruno Mars like had a bunch of tattoos, just was a different type of dude.
I come here to say, Mr. President, I appreciate everything you've done for our country. You brought the troops home, and you're doing the right thing.
All right.
MAGA 2020. Don't forget that.
Stop. What?
Yeah, he added a 20. He says Trump 2020, and that kind of that threw me off because I didn't know there was what's the
extra 20. What does that mean? 2020. 20?
I don't know. Little Pump. I don't know his work. He seems like a nice dude.
I think he needs help with dates.
Yeah. Yeah, there's only two. It's 2020. So he almost went Tony.
Maybe that's what he said. 2020.
Yeah, so anyway, he just kind of runs. He doesn't have much to say.
No, he doesn't.
You know, he just says, hey, don't dude, forget that. Yeah, dudes, you're sick. Trump 2020.
Vote for Sleepy Joe. At all.
And then he hits him with the weirdest.
Don't vote for Sleepy Joe. At all.
Imagine you're going to go up there and say something powerful to a crowd, you know? And it's, man, first of all, nobody at this rally is voting for Sleepy Joe. Joe Biden, he's making fun of Joe. They're at the Trump rally.
Well, and like we could also say, I don't think anyone at that rally knows who Lil Pump is either.
Absolutely. But rather than getting up there and going like, we're all voting for this guy, let's hear it, USA. He's all, don't vote for Biden at all. Like, okie dokie, dude.
Okay, bud.
Pump your way back to your seat, dude. Thanks for coming up. So that's cringe town, dude.
All right.
It's cringeworthy. It's online. We're the last guys to talk about all this shit and the best. So, all right, we're rolling right into...
First off,
a big,
we're
big
killing
hitter
it
for
right
us.
Now.
We're crushing
First off, we're killing
this.
Yeah, really good episode so far. You guys are welcome.
We should have a news channel. We'll talk about that later, and we'll do that because this is the truth that everyone wants to hear.
I will say though, I think let's do one more.
One more.
Just because this is fun, and this is by far the cringiest one, and this is none other than is this Cardi B?
This is our very own
WAP
Cardi
herself.
B. Yeah, big fan of the show.
I'm skidding. Nah, we're going to get jumped. I really feel like we're going to get jumped. Oh, my God.
All right,
Lou,
hit pause right quick. So she is in the back of a limo or a car. She's being driven through the streets of Beverly Hills, and there's a Trump rally. This guy is so far behind Kanye and Biden, but it's a loud group of people. A loud group of people.
Yes. She's in a very fancy car, obviously with a driver. Someone filming, probably a security guard in there with her, and she's simply driving down the street, and there is people with signs on the sidewalks at a rally.
It's Trump
and
supporters
she is
walking
saying,
up the
I'm
sidewalk.
I'm gonna get jumped. Okay.
She's just in the back of a car. No one's looking at her car. No one is looking at her at all. There's many other cars in front and behind her. The people are just on the sidewalk walking next to them. Continue on, Luke.
Trump supporters are everywhere.
In this clip, there's literally no one on the street. It's just some cars with American flags on the back, and she's filming them.
Look at this. Look at this. Look how they're walking around.
So now she says, look at them. Look at them just walking around.
They're people walking around. So Cardi B, we love her, but that was a cringe moment for her.
She put that online, and what this video is, and I'm sure you can find it, and I'm sure you've already seen it because
we're last.
And so it's Cardi B in a fancy ass car with someone driving her, probably security guard in there with her, mm-hmm. and she's driving around the streets of Beverly Hills, and there's a rally going on. Nobody's paying attention to her. Nobody is near her. No one is acting out of control. No one is doing anything, and she's terrified for her life. I'm gonna get jumped. Look at all these Trump supporters walking around.
This is all to take people's eye off the prize of Kanye West. It's just so obvious. Here's the deal. It's right there, Biden and Kanye, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, if we can just take any type of, just let's just keep it where it is, the Biden's mm-hmm. one. and they're trying to just do anything they can to just keep our eye off getting out there and voting for Kanye and getting him in and winning this thing, dud. And I guess it's working for a lot of people. I mean, look, we just spent some time on it. I mean, what we did was awesome.
Yeah.
We were the last and the very best ones to do it. Has anyone taken our angle on this, by the way? A lot of people are just saying landslide Biden, right? Only one telling them, dude, you're 7 votes away from getting Kanye in. And what's the world post Kanye presidency? Do you want to understand?
I haven't really even thought about it because it's one of those things where you're like, it's not going to happen.
He's in. So he's already in.
Why waste my, you know, headspace on something that's not going to ever happen? So
think of the album he'll put out in the White House.
Oh, man.
Sick.
It's gonna called be like best. Protect the Throne or something.
Oh my God, I love that so much. Protect the Throne. All right, are we done with early complaints?
I think we're done with early complaints, but still on the...
We're moving out of early complaints now. All right, we did the K-Rock Striker morning show. Now it's not just me saying that it's terrible, guys. Luke and Duddy have heard it too, and it's horrifying. And the reason we beat them up is because they're probably making a lot of money. And that is... prime real estate. They are on the morning drive for everybody on the biggest alternative station, like in the country, probably. You guys step up your game, dude. Okay. So, and then we did some election talk, scintillating stuff, dude. And then we went over the cringy videos, last ones to do it and best ones to do it. But now we move in to your favorite part of the show, and we're going to keep it sort of election-y. This is conspiracy query.
Yes, and this is a conspiracy query, Jake. Yeah,
explain it. Nobody understands it. I think you do a great job of explaining it.
It's not a conspiracy theory. This is a query. This is something I simply found online. I didn't come up with this. I'm not saying I believe it. I'm not saying I don't. I'm just simply asking if you believe in conspiracy queries.
Simple question.
That's it.
What do you have for us today?
Well, is there a title for this one here, Luke?
Yeah. Luke loves to cut the title off and just have you write down.
Kanye West's, cites debunked anti-vaccine conspiracy theory.
Yeah, so this is semi, presidential still, because now we're talking about Kanye, who, will be president tomorrow, but... So now we scroll back down to where it is, and now Kanye is telling
us. Kanye West told Forbes chief content editor Randall Lane he's extremely cautious about a coronavirus vaccine, calling it the mark of the beast, and declaring they want to put chips inside of us.
That's what this is?
What do you think, Jake? Kanye says they want to put chips in us.
This is a good one. What type of chips, Kanye? What type of chips do you think they want to put in?
He
doesn't say.
He says they want to put chips inside of us.
Ruffles?
And then he says they want to do all kinds of things to make it to where we can't cross the gates of heaven.
All right, dude. First of all, nobody wants crumbs on the carpet in heaven. So if you have chips inside of you, dude, you're needing to get those out.
What type of chips would keep you out of heaven, Jake?
Oh, I see what we're doing.
Maybe like a flaming hot Cheeto.
Oh, that's a hell chip.
That's a hell chip for sure. What else? What else?
It's a good chip. Hell is probably more. No, you're burning in eternal hellfire. But you think of it. There's probably just guitar riffs going at all times. I don't know. Stripper, like burning strippers flying around and people partying.
No,
a lot of
Jake.
Fights.
Everyone knows strippers go right to heaven.
Oh, that's true. All strippers go to heaven. I forgot about that Disney cartoon. So dude, Kanye's talking about them putting chips, and I don't know if he's talking tortilla. I don't know if we're talking fucking potato, but he's got to get a little more specific. And this is why he's just behind Biden, but he's obviously gonna win. But I don't know, Dud, what type of chips? I like the flaming hot Cheetos would definitely keep you out of heaven. What else? All the flaming hot chips
Doritos, keep you out of heaven.
Habanero, all the habanero stuff. Sure, the habanero. Luke added habanero from the background.
I don't know.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. Is there more to this? This is it? So he's just because a lot of people have been saying for a long time that, dude, as soon as you get any type of vaccine, they're just putting a chip inside of you.
Everyone else is saying microchips.
Right, he's talking about...
Kanye's simply saying they're going to put chips inside of us.
Yeah, dude, he is a free thinker.
Yeah.
And an outsider.
Mm-hmm.
And he might not sound like a politician. He's not a politician.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, dude, there it is. That's right, Trump. That was great. He wants to put chips inside of you, or he doesn't want to put chips inside of you. Either way, whatever.
I'm asking, do you believe that they're trying to put Flamin' Hot Cheetos in us so we can't go to heaven?
I do. That was the worst conspiracy query we've ever done.
I'll go ahead and just say it's the worst episode we've ever done.
This is the worst episode. I thought last week was the worst. Oh. No, this is the worst.
Wow. On our way to 100, we are just declining.
We're declining very badly, but it's about to all be saved.
No, it's not.
From everybody's favorite two pieces of shit. I can smell them fucking sliming their way into the bunker as we speak.
I'm flipping him off. He's cheering. He loves that I'm flipping him off.
It's a really, really bad show, and it's about to get worse. Duddy and I are going to go leave the premises while these assholes sit in our chairs. And Luke, plastic on the chairs before these guys. And thank you, guys. Stay over there. Luke's going to plastic the chairs and the mics, Luke. Different mics. Change out the mics so they sound better for you guys.
Yeah, Duddy, it'll sound better
for you. And we'll be right in. Okay, Duddy, let's get the fuck out of here. Luke, I don't know. Play their music. Fog out the fucking screen, whatever you do. Let's go, Duddy.
Oh, are you ready, bro?
Oh, I'm ready.
Dude, fire it up, bro. Yes. Dude, took it. Took it.
Intro, dude. Sick intro.
Well done, Duddy.
Happy election day, everybody, dude.
Flipping me off on his way out. Fuck yeah.
He is the Duddy Bay flip off.
Sack.
One of my favorite things. All right, sack, dude. So, what's up, everybody? This is news for 24/7, dude. We're bringing you all the latest in stoner news and potentially election news. Who knows, dude? We'll get political. I'm Snake B. This is my co-host, Blonde Marley. Let's talk about us for a bit, dude. So last time we chatted with everybody, we were living in, we've moved so many times. We were in Reseda, and then we were in Seal Beach, and then we were in Santa Ana, and then we were in Pacoima or some like that. We were in Pacoima, which when I say we were in Pacoima, that one didn't last long. So I was the one who signed the lease over there with my stepdad and my other stepdad and my stepmom co-signed. And they thought it was going to be just me there. And then they came and they saw Blonde and our four dogs, and we were puffing tough, and we're no longer in wherever the fuck we
Pacoima.
Used to be. Pacoima, dude.
You know where we are now?
Yeah, I do, bro. Do you?
Yeah.
Where?
Escondido.
It's a treat to be living in Escondido, dude. We're psyched about our new studio in Escondido.
Dude, last night I had my first burrito in Escondido.
Dude, it's neato. And you know what they do in Escondido? They put, if you get a breakfast burrito, they stick French fries in there.
Oh.
Yeah, they do, dude. Luke knows. Yeah, so here's the deal. We're in a back house this time, so it's chill. We're not a part of some complex with all these rules. We're in someone's back house. They met us both. They love the dogs, dude. It should be chill.
It's chill. They don't wear clothes, I've noticed.
They're nudists.
Which is cool. It's cool.
Not attractive to me. To me.
Oh, well, it's two larger men.
It is, dude. And when we say larger, we do mean their dongs.
Yeah.
They're mega trunks, dude. And they're just wielding them around at all times.
It's cool because they puff tough and they share their gonj, but it's not cool because sometimes I think it's red hairs on my gonj, but it's just their pubes because, yes, both redheads.
They are very white, dude, with very red hair, and their bodies and dongs are gargantuan. And they sleuth around. Look, dude, we had to take what we can get, dude. It's our sixth studio in the last 4 weeks, dude. Whatever. You guys know our history. Let's get into the news. What do you have for us today?
Well, right now I have kind of like a bug out plan in case Kanye loses.
Oh, dude. So we are going to go election talk today.
Well, sick. You know, I think with today being the day that the world may change.
Right.
And by that, I mean tomorrow, because we're recording this yesterday.
We're recording this on a Tuesday. Sure. But, you know, when you guys hear this, Kanye will be prez.
Kanye will be prez.
But if he's not, you have a bug out plan.
Well, I think that everybody should.
What's a bug out plan? Tell everybody.
It's just kind of like, you know, everyone should have a plan made in case Kanye doesn't win. And just, I think if, let's say he doesn't win, well, there's going to be some mad people out there.
A lot of people are going through this type of stress. Is there going to be more rioting? Is there going to be looting? Is it going to be like the Purge? The streets just run rampant. Law and order to be down.
Oh, Walking Dead.
First of
season all, 18.
Want to know how to clear it up? Vote Kanye, which you probably are. But if he's not, be prepared. And like, where's the article? What do you, is this it?
It's,
are we doing
the
it?
Article
it's
says,
actually from Instagram. So this is just someone on Instagram, I guess, that got your fancy here.
This is from Clever Girl Craftings.
I hate the name.
You have a post-election safety plan in place?
She ponders.
I hate that we even have to talk about this, but we've seen too much this year to be naive.
She's got a point. We've seen a lot.
Regardless of who wins the election, there could be anger and violence.
Facts.
We need to be prepared physically and mentally.
Train your mind.
Here's a little checklist for physical safety. She says pack a go bag, and I think she means like a bag of ganj, right?
I don't know. Pack dude, she's listed out some hitters.
Pack a go bag is one, and we're thinking pack a go bag of ganj. Okay, important documents and IDs.
Okay.
I'm thinking she probably means like your rec card, right?
In
case you need, in case you end up somewhere where you still got to have your rec card to pick up fucking ganj, bro.
If everything shuts down, you're still going to need your rec card to get weed.
To get ganj.
Okay.
So I'm in. Okay, next is RX
your
meds. Get your meds.
Okay,
she's
cool.
Talking
she's,
about the
she's
fucking
just like
ganj.
Us.
All right. Next is clothing, toiletries, and snacks. Yeah, snacks for
well,
sure.
You're
going to
be very stoned. Sure.
Yeah. Okay, snacks. Cash and cards. Yeah, okay. To buy ganj. You
absolutely,
gotta have cash and cards,
dude.
To buy ganj.
Nobody's handing out ganj.
No.
To be purchased through trade.
Next,
sure.
She says have a phone and a laptop and chargers. Of course, you need to phone to call your drug dealer.
Thank
to
you.
Get your ganj.
I need
and
a sack.
You
pronto.
Need a laptop to look up pictures of sticky dank nugs at night before you go to bed, right?
152,000%, bro.
All right. And personal protection. Personally, for protection, I carry around a 6-foot bong.
Yeah, well, protection, dude. I have this. It's almost like a pillow, it looks like on the outside, but it's perfectly crafted to fit my bong right inside to protect it from any type of tips or cracks. Everybody
dude,
who
so far
right,
love this.
I love this list, dude. Clever Girl Craftings.
All right.
Sorry I made fun of your name, dude. You are clever and you're crafting a great go bag right here.
And this is for physical safety. This is the physical safety part. And then it says grocery shop before 11:03. That's the date of tomorrow, which is today.
Yeah. Everyone's going to be partying when Kanye is elected, and you don't want all the crispy grindables to be off the shelf.
Yeah, and she's saying grocery shop. She means go to a dispensary and pick up some nugs. Okay.
Yeah, edibles.
And then next, which she has already said before, but she says again, which I like, refill all important meds. Okay, we know what she's talking about.
So she's talking about, I already blazed all my hay, refill it again
refill
by the end
it.
Of the same list, dude. She's fun.
She's great. And then she says, refuel your vehicle and check the spare tire. I mean, duh.
All
what
right.
if you have to
Less
drive back to
though.
The dispensary and you're out yeah. of gas, bro? Come on.
Less important, dude. You can Uber to a dispensary or get weed delivered. So sure, but less important than actually having hay on hand. But continue on.
Well, now we're on to the mental health safety.
Oh my
in
God.
Case Kanye loses. Schedule paid time off if you have it and need it. Time off of smoking weed.
Yeah, absolutely. She's assuming we have jobs, I guess. Dude, don't what's it called, dude? Don't like fucking assume that. Okay.
Plan to check up on loved ones. She probably means like water my plants.
Your plants. Absolutely, plants. Dude. Make sure your plants stay crisp.
Ask loved ones to check in with you.
A lot of people talk to their plants.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Symbiotic, okay. Dude. Helps them grow.
Give yourself grace and time to process. Oh, I think she misspelled it. It meant to say grass.
Give ya.
And time to puff it.
dude. Sick, dude. All right. Well, oh, fair enough, dude. She's probably stoned.
She goes, guess what she says next?
No way.
She says next, bro. Refill your meds again.
She's already blasted through all her hay twice by the time she wrote her list.
Yeah, this chick is dope.
Jesus.
And then Lord. She says, write down what helps you the most in times of anxiety, depression, and keep that list handy.
Whoa. I mean, that's less important than all the other things that.
I guess it's good to have it handy because it's like papers and you can roll it up.
Absolutely, dude.
Make a nice hit.
Oh, I see what she's saying. Like, write down something that makes you bummed and then roll it and smoke it. That's like a way of getting rid of that stupid shit. Cool, man. Is there more? Because these are all sick things.
Well, now she goes on to say important questions to consider. Where would you stay if you had to leave your home on short notice? Well, I constantly have to leave my home on short notice. So I think, you know, we just cruise around in our bus with our four dogs and our goat.
It's called find somewhere else to stay. Where would you stay? I mean, I wouldn't know. I would go somewhere.
I'd find a dope dink dude who likes to chill and puff. Then it says, do you have an evacuation plan in case the riot happens in your community? Learn alternate routes to safe areas.
Now she's getting into it and she's talking about if Kanye doesn't win.
If Kanye doesn't win and there's riots.
A somber one, dude, but necessary in the list.
Yeah. What do you have an alternate plan? Or route?
Yeah, I've never really thought. My alternate planning is kind of like, okay, if this lighter runs out of fuel, do I have matches or something else I can make fire with? And that's
about as
alternate as I get. And I will use a stove to smoke weed if I have to.
Yeah.
And I will rub two sticks together if I have to create fire. So sure, dude, I think alternately, but I have not about this.
Well, I think if there's a riot, I'll take humongous sized tokes and I'll just spin in circles and blowing it out everywhere I go. And then anyone who gets in within my cloud circle will just be chill.
That's probably the sickest idea I've ever heard.
Dude,
if everyone on Earth did that, we'd all be a happier place tomorrow.
How about today, which is tomorrow?
Right.
At 4:20?
Sure.
Everyone do cloud circles.
You heard it here, everybody. Let's see how foggy it gets tomorrow. Skip to the next one.
Important questions to consider. Oh,
all right, more important shit. You guys, this is all if Kanye loses. Just things to consider and things to package up to keep yourself extremely stoked.
Public transportation may be down if civil unrest breaks out.
Sure.
What alternatives do you have?
Skateboard, cruiser bike, roller skates, walking.
Cloud circling
through the town square.
Do you have cash on hand for essential/emergency purchases if card readers are offline? Yeah, we already talked about that.
The boring one. Yeah, of course we do. We gave it all to our weed dealer next. What's this one?
Do you have access to a battery-powered radio for important updates if the
holy
power
shit.
Cell signals
it's,
down?
It's like they think it's going to be The Walking Dead if Kanye loses. Yeah. Like it's just people.
Yeah.
Is anybody out there? We're here.
We're 420 friendly.
Point yourself due north and walk for 3 days. You'll find a patch of, yeah, come
take
on.
Take 420 steps to the right and then 420 steps to the left.
Look
and you'll be right back
circle.
Where you were.
You just walked in a square, dummies. We just tricked the whole world into sick thing.
Sick, that was dope.
And then final thing is be prepared and be safe. So Clever Girl Crafting is telling everybody to get prepared and get a dummy pack out. And really all she did was tell us a million ways to, you know, have ganja on
stay
us.
Stay cheapy. Yeah.
We were going to do anyway. Come but on. We appreciate your effort. So.
And that's if Kanye doesn't win, which
he's gonna sickly.
There's better chances of me not smoking pot tomorrow.
There it is. If Kanye doesn't win, we'll go 24 hours without burning any hay. And guess why I'll say that? Because it's not going to happen. And I'm going to be puffing tough or fucking blonde. Is there anything else?
I think we've covered it.
We have done a crispy cover job. So this is Snake saying puff tough. And this is Blonde Marley saying
stay crispy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't like them.
Bye, guys.
That is, thanks for...
Yeah.
And bye. I don't like this episode either.
This is the single worst. Luke, is this our worst episode ever? Yes or no?
I think we've done worse.
Luke says we've done worse, dude. I don't know. Just like we were last ones to do any of the cringe videos, yes. Where this is the last episode we'll ever do. So... anywho, this brings us into a part of the show where I can stand up for a minute and walk around the bunker and Duddy can continue with this shit show. Sponsor time. I'm going to go fucking, these assholes don't know how to get out of the bunker.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I didn't even segue us in. Oh, well, speaking of feeling good on this show, we have some sponsors that make us feel great. And first and foremost, Koi CBD. This is an amazing product, an amazing company. I use it every single day. I take the drops in the morning. It just starts my day off right. Makes me feel good. Helps me with my aches and my pains I get in my hands and my wrist from playing guitar a lot, especially in the cold weather. But we just got back from this little four-day run. We did these drive-in shows. It was super cold. Every show outside, freezing cold, playing guitar. And I was taking my drops and using my Koi rub. And I never had any pain in my wrist the entire time, which for me is amazing. And if you are someone out there that has a bunch of aches and pains and you're taking over-the-counter pain meds, I highly recommend giving Koi CBD a try. It's going to help you. You're going to feel a lot better. And it's much healthier for you. And if you just need to relax a little bit, I feel like everyone's going to need to relax a little bit tomorrow, especially, or which will be today after the election, get yourself some Koi CBD drops. They will help. And if you go to KoiCBD.com and you put in code FEELGOOD at checkout, you will get 15% off your first order. That's right, guys. Also, we have another amazing sponsor on this show, and this one is the Jack Rack. This is made by Plug-Ins Keychains. What this is it's a replica guitar amp of... there's a Marshall amp and there's a Fender amp. And it's got four plugs and four keychains that look like quarter-inch cables like you would plug into your guitar or you would plug into your amp. So you put your keys on this quarter-inch cable keychain, and when you get home, you simply plug your keys into the wall, into your amp, and then when you want to go somewhere, you know right where your keys are. They're inside your cool amp on your wall. So go to Plug-Ins Keychains, and that's with a Z, and it's plural. That's Plug-Ins Keychains.com. And if you put in code DuddyB at checkout, you will get 20% off every order. That's right, every order. So pick up one of these awesome keychain racks for a friend of yours that plays guitar or anyone who just likes music. Get one for yourself. You'll be a hero. Everyone will love you. That's right, people. You heard it here. All right. So to continue on with the best episode ever, we're going to jump right into the Q&A. And the Q&A questions, if you're listening, they come from our Patreon members. So if you want a chance to ask me and Jake questions that we will answer on the show, or and you also get four extra episodes a month on our Patreon page. We release a Monday morning hangover show every Monday, and we have a lot of fun over there. So if you want to help the show keep going, if you want four extra episodes, and you want a chance to ask me and Jake questions, head over to patreon.com/feelinggoodwithduddy. You can sign up there. And we hope to see you. Hit that questions drop.
Questions. Woo-hoo-hoo. Ask us any question you want. Ooh.
All right.
Woo. We're killing
it. We're killing it.
I hate them. Like the people I'm about to, even the stoner guys were acceptable today.
Yeah.
Well, they like tried to be normal.
Yes.
It was funny.
Yeah. At least they're smart enough to know that Kanye's probably going to win. Exactly. I'm surprised.
I was thinking that they were going to, I didn't even think they even knew what was even happening.
But I swear to God, I heard them saying that Kanye's running up against Gump, Forrest Gump. I heard them say that at one point.
Stupid.
So first question comes from Randy Cheeseman. He says, what's your favorite place to vacation? Like all-time chill vacation. Well, my favorite one every year I do with my family, we go to this awesome place up north near Yosemite. It's not quite in Yosemite. It's right outside of it, but it's just an awesome place. We go camping. There's a super private little pond that we fish at, and we catch just awesome bass, and it's the most peaceful time. That's my, I look forward to that vacation every year. It's my favorite vacation with my family. But my favorite vacation I've ever been on was to Costa Rica. I went with my wife, but at the time she was not my wife. This was probably 15 or so years ago. We spent 2 weeks out there in the middle of absolute nowhere. We saw maybe two other human beings the entire time we were there. All we had was two horses and this cool little house, and we had to ride our horses down to the little market if we wanted food, and it was just amazing. We were literally out in the middle of nowhere. We just felt like we were roughing it on our horses. It was great. That was my favorite vacation ever.
I gotta go back. We're lucky too, for me, with like, I mean, this isn't a crazy far off destination, but every, like, Central California is so peaceful, or at least peaceful compared to where we live. We're in Southern California and we're down in Huntington and Newport Beach and all this. It's very congested down here. It's just city everywhere surrounding us for miles. But it's beautiful where we live, but there's shitloads of people. But once you drive up past LA, which is really, if you drive just 40, 50 miles north of here, soon as you get past LA, boom, it just, everything opens up. It's just hills and valleys and like farmland and like insane ocean views and beach after beach after beach. And I just went camping last weekend up in Central California. I was up there for 2 days and I love it. Every time I'm driving and I get right up past LA and you get into the farmland type of drive, it's just, oh my
God. It's nice.
It's like all of a sudden you feel like I'm already on vacation, even though you're driving. And I just listen to podcasts and roll through the hills. One of my favorite things on earth.
Indeed. Next question is from Patrick Lynch. He says, what's y'all's favorite TV show now or in the past? It's funny. I don't have many TV shows right now. I haven't been watching TV shows a lot lately. I do a lot of just like, I'll put it on Food Network. I could watch Chopped all day if it's on. I'll leave it on there. I do sometimes watch like this dumb murder mysteries and stuff, because just stuff that you don't really have to know the storyline. You can pop in whenever and just watch it. I like that. But my favorite TV show of all time, which anytime it's on and I come across it, I'll watch it, it's Seinfeld. It's just the best. Yeah. Every episode.
That's true. It's so funny. I wasn't even thinking that. And then as soon as you said it, I'm like, so my favorite comedy style show is Seinfeld for sure. Yeah. It's every episode, and every episode has like three bangers.
It'll be so funny.
The Close Talker, the Soup Guy. Every episode has like three of your favorite things of all time in it. I've noticed.
Well, it's crazy, because there's so many episodes, you know, and you almost forget. And then like you'll watch it and you'll be like, oh my God, that's right. I forgot about this one.
Yep.
You know,
it's just wild. And then I used to work at a place before I was tour managing for you guys. So this is like before 2010, when I worked at the marketing firm, and one of my jobs was, we ran the Seinfeld like online stuff. So I'd have to go through episodes and get like, we need Kramer clips, and it's there from this episode, and this episode. And I just have to watch through, find the clips and tell them where to cut them. That was like part of my job. So I've watched so much fucking Seinfeld. But I would say also it was X-Files for me.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
I just love the vibe of it. Mulder and Scully are the best. It's fucking great, and so many cool stories within, and just the music of it. Like I could fall asleep to X-Files every night.
I forgot about that. I absolutely love that show as well.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. Moving along. Le Mapunista. Lindsay says, if your house were to be haunted by the ghost of one person from history, who would you wish it to be? That's a good question.
Holy shit. I can't
think.
All right, we'll just have to pick. What? One person in history. Okay. I don't know. Who wouldn't fucking bother me at all?
I know. I was going to say, could it be like a past dog of mine that died?
It says person, dude.
Dogs are people too, bro.
Yeah, who saved who, bro?
Damn, Luke, love I don't
that
know.
Sticker.
I don't know.
Yeah, fucking that's a great question, but it's like I can't even fucking
Bob
pick
Marley, up. And I'd be like, yeah, Bob, you want to puff with me, bro?
We're good at that,
dude.
You fucking sounded just like him.
I know.
That's funny. I'm gonna start calling you blonde, like yo, he's my fucking everyone's always calling me buddy. Those guys suck. So yeah, I don't even know, dude. I can't even think. It's a great question, but I'm like a Cleopatra. Who the fuck do I say? I don't know.
George Washington.
I don't really want anyone haunting my house, dude, at all. You know, nobody.
Could it be like a hot chick ghost?
Yeah, just a naked hot chick, dude. It you pick.
Let me see your boobs.
Yeah, boobs. I don't even care. That's how she scares you. Boobs. You're like, oh no, you got me.
She gave me a boo job.
Yeah, there you go. Any old naked dead hot chick. I don't care if she's famous. Whatever you choose, right. Whatever you think hot is. Dude, this is judgment free. All right, great question,
Kevin. Torbeck says, Duddy, is there any specific reason DH didn't perform Sails to the Wind on the live streams or on recent tours? I don't think there's a specific reason. Why?
We lost a cat during the recording of that song, and we didn't want to take this episode here, but you asked the question, and yes, during the recording of that song, we lost a cat. We found the cat. We lost the cat.
It was only gone for 20 minutes.
We brought our cat to the studio, lost the cat. We don't like to talk about it. It was a scary 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's
all
why
right, moving
I don't,
along, moving
I'm
along.
Not even in the band, that's why I don't play it.
No, you know what? I don't think there was a specific reason. We tried all the songs and there was, every live stream, I think there was maybe one song or so that we didn't do from the album. And that was a tough one too, because that was the Sails to the Wind where, I mean, that album, I forget, had like 19, 20 songs on it or something. So we had to choose a few that we didn't play. That happened to be one of them. And I don't know. We haven't played that song in a bit. It doesn't come across as well live anymore. Some of our other songs, and I don't know. We will probably play it again, but I don't know. I just feel like it just kind of got looked past. But yeah, we'll play it again.
That is crazy though. I haven't thought about that song in forever. So
yeah,
I do like the question.
And you know what? Last question coming up, because I do have to get on the road. I'm going camping right after this, and my family is literally just waiting for me to get home.
Staying in a cabin, everybody.
I'm staying in a cabin. I'm cabin.
That's not even glamping.
I'm just simply going to hide away in case Kanye doesn't win. That's it.
Best episode we've done. All right, let's wrap a bow on this shiner of a gift.
Wait! You didn't answer my question. There's no time. Jeremy Michael Smuday says, who has been your favorite person or band to collaborate with? It's hard to say who my favorite was, because I'm really stoked on all of them. Honestly, every collab we've had has really been awesome. And it's one of those things where we've shot out the offer on expecting to get a no back, and every one of them has come back with a yes. So we're really stoked. But I think the one that was the most surprising was on our first album. Three of the songs on our first album, we had Billy Preston play on the album. And if you don't know who Billy Preston is, they say like, oh, he's the fifth Beatle. You know, he played on a lot of Beatles songs. I believe he even did a lot of like Rolling Stone songs. He did a lot. For us to have gotten Billy Preston to play on our album was insane. And it was one of those where we wanted some organ, some keys, and it was B3, I believe, is what he plays, the B3.
The spinning Leslie
speaker. Yeah, and we made a list and was like, let's just like make like a list of 10 dope B3 players that we would like to get on the album. And like he was first on our list, almost like laughing. We're like, yeah, we'll get Billy Preston. And he came back with like, yeah, I love the songs, I'll do it. And we flew out to Arizona and we actually got to sit in the studio with him and watch him play. This guy was amazing. He listened to the song one time through and then we recorded it. And I think he did two takes on each song, and that was it, done. And he actually, he passed away fairly soon after that. He did one other song after us. He did a song for Red Hot Chili Peppers, and that was it. So we were, three of his last four songs were ours, because he did three for us, and then he did one for Red Hot Chili Peppers, and then he passed away. So that was pretty awesome.
Yep. And Josh Freese played drums on that album.
Josh Freese played on, so the three songs he played on, I believe, were, it was Chelsea, I want to say Driftin', and Stand Tall. And Josh Freese also played the drums on Stand Tall, and I want to say Driftin'. So pretty cool. On Stand Tall and Driftin', we have Billy Preston and Josh Freese playing on those songs, which is just insane to even think about. So yeah, that's it. Best episode ever.
And I would say probably the most important collaboration that they've done, because it just continues to, is Rome.
Oh yeah.
Obviously. But it's almost like Rome is part of the band. Yeah. It's like, you know, it's such a tight thing, but yeah, when you think about it, you know, it's like, yeah, Rome, you guys got together and had that first great song that kind of blew up everything.
Yep.
And then you guys and Sublime with Rome have managed to just continue killing it ever since. And now you're doing Rome and Duddy. It's like, it's pretty rad. So that's obviously the most, like, overall, life-changing collaboration for both of you guys. But yeah, dude, Billy Preston's probably just the most, like, people go like, what?
Yeah, when people go like, when that comes, like, wait, you got Billy Preston? Yeah. It's kind of like, it's wild to think about.
Because he passed away and everything. And it was right there. Crazy shit.
Crazy shit. And also an amazing show.
Absolutely, dude. Who knew that we were this savvy on electoral type things, kind of just political stuff. We're really into it.
All right, we're out of here. Love you guys.
Bye, guys. Peace out.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.